Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Now, it's always tempting for us to read these words or to hear them and to think to ourselves that this text is especially applicable today. But I don't know if there's ever really a time when these words of Jesus are more applicable than any other. Of course, Jesus' words applied in his day, and they were true in Luther's day. They were true 100 years ago, 50 years ago, and 5 years ago. But in a world where "shout your abortion" is trending on Twitter, we would be fools not to pay close attention to the words of our Lord. And he says, "You are the salt of the earth. You are a light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." And what the world needs now, what the world has always needed, are these things: salt and light. And where is it going to get them from? From you. But who wants to be salt? Who wants to be light? Isn't light the sort of thing that people, you know, see, especially when it's so dark out there? Won't that get you noticed? Isn't it easier just to keep quiet, to keep your thoughts and your opinions to yourself? Isn't it much nicer to avoid drawing attention to yourself? Now, perhaps you don't think so, and hopefully that is why you are here. But it's easy to see why so many Christians would feel this way, especially in the face of the world's growing hostility toward Christianity and the Christian message. The times, they are a-changing, my friends, and frighteningly quickly. As many of you know, it was a relatively short time ago that I myself sat in one of those pews as a first-year seminarian. And the world is already a radically different place today than it was then. If nothing else, a lot more Christians still had their heads back then. The president was still technically not in favor of gay marriage back then. And although we had our guesses and our suspicions, no one really knew exactly how horrifying the practices of the abortion industry were back then. Imagine what the world might look like by the time you first years graduate, by the time you are 5 years or 20 years into the ministry. Now, I could be wrong. I can only pray that the difference between now and 20 years from now will not be nearly as drastic as the difference between now and 20 years ago. But if they threaten our tax-exempt status now, if they try to shame us and regulate us and threaten us and sue us and our members into either compliance or oblivion now, if we are convicted of thought crimes now, just think how hostile the world might become then. "Preach the word," St. Paul says. "Be ready in season and out of season." And I tell you, dear brothers, as you know, the word is going out of season. So it's no wonder that some Christians would want to go quiet. Stay still. Keep your mouth shut and just survive. If we don't say anything they don't like, they can't get mad at us for it. And we'll live in peace one more day. But what does Jesus tell us? "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." And we can never be either of those things by keeping quiet, by hiding. So maybe we don't hide. You know, maybe we figure out a way to still have a voice and still get along with the world around us. This is what some of us have been tempted to do. And so many of our Christian brothers and sisters have taken these especially polarizing social issues, and they've had a second look. And while they've sort of massaged their interpretation on homosexuality or reproductive health or what have you, and they've said, well, maybe it's not so bad. And they get along just fine with the world around them. But doesn't Jesus say, "I have not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them"? Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Now, I suppose it is probably safe to assume that none of the people here today have fallen into this temptation to relax God's teaching. But don't we all find our own ways to hide? Ways to put our lamp under a basket, even if we think it's shining bright? I, for example, am probably the worst at this. I have very strong opinions on these topics, and I like to share these things with others in the way that people do these days, by posting them, of course, on Facebook. But if you ever happen to take a look at my friend list, you'll probably notice that there isn't a single person on there who doesn't already agree with me. Sometimes we feel good because we've lit our lamps, but forget to put them up on a stand. It's easy to spend time talking to ourselves about how bad the world is out there without actually engaging it. It's easy to hide that light under a basket. But you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And what the world needs is salt and light. And this is what Jesus calls you to be. So what does that mean? Jesus says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." To be salt and light means that we are doing the things that glorify not ourselves, but the Father in heaven. And now, although I used my own Facebook posts as an example, for you students, I don't think this means spending all our time arguing on social media, especially if this means you spend more time researching and writing on Facebook debates where you will probably convince no one than you spend on your coursework where you might learn something about salt and light. Rather, this can be done through our vocations, in our daily lives as we work together in the service of our neighbor. It can be done through acts of mercy. It can be through works of charity or any number of things. But however we do it, it has to be with the word of God on our lips. To be the salt of the earth to be the light of the world means not just that we are a bunch of really nice people, but that we proclaim God's word loud and clear. It means that we do not relax God's commandments, but that we do them and we teach them. It means that we are not quiet, hiding in the shadows or under a basket, but that we proclaim the full counsel of God to a world that desperately needs it. Now, of course, they will not like us for it. They will plug their ears and close their eyes and shout their lungs out so that they don't have to listen to us. They will revile us. They will accuse us. They will somehow come up with the idea that we have falsely followed our own religion as if they were the experts on such things. And of course, we will be tempted to run and hide. But just as a city set on a hill cannot be hidden, we cannot stop and we cannot hide because we proclaim the word of him who did not hide and who would not be silenced. Instead, he boldly proclaimed the word of truth, and he engaged the world which reviled him, as well as the devil, our foe, and even death itself. And although it would lead him to the cross and to the grave, nevertheless, the victory would be his as he rose again to life on the third day, triumphant over sin, death, and the world. And it is in that victory that the world has what it really needs: reconciliation with the Father, the forgiveness of sins, the salvation from death and everlasting damnation. And so the message that we speak is an essential one. It has to be delivered, for it brings with it Jesus Christ and his victory. It brings it to us and to those who hear it and believe it. So this is why we must speak, why that city on the hill cannot be hidden. This is why we must continue to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, just as our Savior has called us to be. It is because through us, that is through the word of God that we proclaim, the message of Jesus and his death and his resurrection, It is by that message that we might lead people to that city on the hill, that new Jerusalem to which we also look forward, where there is no sun, for Jesus is its light. And it is in this way that you are to let your light shine before others, so that they may glorify your Father who is in heaven. And the greatest way in which they give glory to the Father in heaven is that they see his light, that they hear his word of gospel, and that they believe it. And they will hear it from you, whom he has called. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.